Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Talking with Cannabis.
Where we another episode of Retro TV Cannabis.
Where we talk with cannabis and watch retro TV and talk shit about it.
And we also
I'm lost.
I was going to say, we kind of also discuss, like, just how strange retro TV was. Like, it's not necessarily just us talking shit.
You had to put a lot of your imagination into it.
Yeah.
On another note, today we'll be talking about Creepshow. Who doesn't love Creepshow? Right?
Yeah.
It's an old movie. It's gross.
Is it a movie or a show?
Well, I could have sworn it was a movie. Oh. It just had a bunch of different stories.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, kind of like Tales in the Hood.
Right.
But before that.
What? Oh, okay. Okay.
So let's talk about this, the first story, the cake.
This is the first Creepshow?
The first Creepshow. 1989?
Maybe we should pull it up on your phone.
I researched it a little, but let me go back.
Let me see real quick. Okay. Creepshow is a film series.
Film series, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just breaking it down for everyone. It is a 1982 American horror comedy anthology film directed by George A. Romero and written by Stephen King, making this film his screenwriting debut, I guess, for Stephen King. So that's an interesting fact. So yeah, the first one started in 1982, and that's pretty much, like, y'all get the idea of what Creepshow is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was funny how he included himself in the movie.
Oh, Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he acted a few parts in there, but he did the writing, and then the director was George A. Romero.
Here's a picture of Stephen King with the Creepshow the costume.
Yeah, for the first one.
So the first one, we're not going to go too much into detail, but
the cake?
Yeah, it involves a cake and, like, some sort of weird, very morbid monster person. I thought it was scary.
It's a corpse.
Corpse,
so,
like, ghoul creature.
Yeah. Basically, the cake is about this woman that had a really mean father, and he was really mean on his birthday and was always demanding a cake and stuff, and she went to his grave drunk, talking shit and stuff, and she was like, yeah, whatever, you know, and he came back from the dead, I guess, because he was that vengeful about some cake for his birthday. I think she murdered him too, which didn't help. So yeah, he came back with vengeance, right? And basically, he just went on a rampage.
Yep. And that was it.
And I think in the end, he basically was like, I got my cake, you know?
Yeah, that shit was dark.
Yeah, so it's like,
very dark.
Like they said, it's like comedy, but it's scary. Basically, like, I guess more adult catered. It's more catered to adults. Like, it's the opposite of Goosebumps, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was the first one in a nutshell. Do you remember the second one?
I need to hear the title, but I think I can kind of give you the rundown of each episode if you just tell me the title.
I need to sort of, like, research it.
Just look up the Creepshow 1 episode.
Five short stories. Father's Day, The Lonesome Death of Jordy Verrill, based on the short story Weeds.
Hold on, let me see.
I remember the third one for sure.
Yeah, Father's Day was the one about the cake. Mm-hmm. So basically, the lonesome death of Jordy Verrill is about this guy named Jordy. He lives on this farm by himself, and this fucking like meteor or something, like alien-esque, comes out of the sky, right, and lands on his farm. And he's like, "Oh, what the fuck?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be rich and all this other stuff, and you know, I don't know, my life will get better from here, I guess."
Right.
And he brings it into the house, I think. And
everything just started turning in the grass. And
it
shit.
Got wet, I think, was what happened. And he ended up getting it all over himself. And it kept spreading. And, you know, after bathing and stuff, after it got wet, it just kept growing. Because essentially, it was just a alien weed plant. Like, it just kept growing.
All the way up until he looked like the fucking Hulk.
Yeah, he looks like a weed Hulk. Like, he was just this giant weed plant.
He was the Grinch and the Hulk combined.
Yep, that's pretty much the
Hulk.
Yep, that's pretty much the episode, though, because he was by himself and he was lonely, and he was just this giant plant, and, he basically, ends up, you know, taking matters into his own hands, because he is by himself.
Yeah, it doesn't end well either. But if you want to know the rest,
that's why I said take matters into your own hands.
And then
what's the next one?
Something that tied you over.
Oh, okay. So that one is about this couple, and they get fucked over by this old man, this rich old man, and he's like some type of like con artist or something. And the couple, they end up getting buried up to their necks in the sand, and the tide comes in and they drown to death. And they come back from the dead, like, you know, in like dripping in seaweed and everything. And they basically come after the old man. So that's that one.
Short and sweet. They kind of get shorter as they go. And they had that issue with the second one. Like, the first couple ones are hella long, and then the last two are hella short.
Yeah. So what's the next one?
The last one. Oh, I'm sorry. The second to last is The Crate.
Okay, The Crate is about this college, and they have this crate donated to like their science wing or whatever. And the professor puts it in the basement, or has someone put it in the basement. And there's like this like werewolf or like yeti or some type of like monster, right? That like, you know, basically can rip you to shreds, but he basically goes apeshit once he gets out of the crate.
And he was just...
Yep, and that's pretty much the end of that one.
And then the last one this time, for real, is They're Creeping Up on You.
Mm-hmm. And that one is about this guy that has major OCD that lives in an apartment building, and he has, like, severe OCD. Like, his entire apartment is sparkling white. Like, there's not a speck of dirt or, you know, crumbs or anything. And the next thing you know, there's a bunch of fucking roaches, right? And he's like, "Oh, hell no, I'm freaking out here." So he kills all the bugs, right? And, you know, more bugs just keep coming out of the woodworks. And he's like, "What the hell? Where is this shit coming from?" Right? And basically, he meets his demise with these cockroaches. Because he was a really, I guess, like, grumpy, you know, mean old man on top of the fact that he had OCD. But yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I can't remember if in the episode they made him racist or not. Hmm. But like I think he had said something just really mean over the intercom of the apartment. And the like head desk person was just like laughing and shit. Like, "You bugging." And he was literally bugging. Like, literally. Yeah.
If you know what that means. If you know, you know.
But that is the end of Creepshow 1. How many episodes or stories do you get in one? Four or five?
Five.
Five. So those were five short-ish stories. I try not to spoil too much for you guys, unless you've seen them already. If you're from the older crowd, you probably have, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. I grew up watching these because my father was a huge 80s baby, so all of this was just forced onto me. So we're here to talk about it now.
Yeah, I just came across it one day because my friends were like, "You never saw a creep show?" I'm like, "No." And then I saw the one with the cake. I was like, "Yo, this shit is ill."
Right. No, my dad, like, he put me on, like, all the 80s shit, dude. That was, like, basically fucked up to watch, right? Because my mom, she was like, "Okay, you can watch, like, okay stuff," right? Like, The Labyrinth, she was okay with, like, with supervision. Never Ending Story, she was okay with that with supervision, because, like, the horse and everything was just traumatizing as a child. But, like, you know, looking back at it, like, yeah, my dad was like, "Oh, watch this fucked up ass scary shit, and then, like, don't sleep tonight. Good luck." My dad thought it was funny to scare his kids, you know? So, yeah, that's how I ended up coming across Creepshow and other various creepy things from the 80s.
Well, you guys, that concludes
cheers to that.
This episode of Retro TV and Cannabis. We're going to smoke some cannabis.
Stay tuned for Creepshow 2. Coming up next.
Ghostbusters. No, please don't sue us.